We believe that as people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by the government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms that you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign oil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have come under attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real. So you see a little number here, sing if you pick up the words. We don't want to attack Iraq no more. No war, no war, no war, no war. We don't want to attack the folks of Iraq no more. Hey now, what you say, don't want to attack the folks of Iraq no more. No war, no war, no war. Don't want to attack the folks of Iraq no more. Osama, Osama don't mean a thing. When you got big bombs you wanna fling, they say let's go to war. So you gotta tell them all, oh, hell no, let's go. Don't wanna attack the folks of Iraq no war. No war, no war, no war. Don't wanna attack the folks of Iraq no war. So quiet there. What you say? Don't wanna attack the folks of Iraq no war, no war. War, no war. Don't wanna attack the folks of Iraq no more. So it's a damn if you don't, it's a damn if you do. So say the warlords in red, white, and blue. To war they say they ran. So we gotta tell them all they can. That's right, want to attack folks of Iraq no more. No war, war, no war. Don't want to attack folks of Iraq no war.
What you say?
Want to attack the folks of Iraq? No war, no war. Don't want to attack the folks of Iraq? No war. We're out of here.
War against Iraq, people are in New York City as we speak, and thousands more are bottlenecking. We've got people that can't even get in. We've got people in Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, Chicago, Illinois, Corvallis, Oregon, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Portland, Oregon, Kickapoo, Wisconsin, Westerly, Rhode Island, Houston, Texas, Greenville, South Carolina, Salt Lake City, Utah, Atlanta, Georgia, Fresno, California, New Haven, Connecticut, Nashville, Tennessee, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Eugene, Oregon, Charlottesville, West Virginia, Kansas City, Missouri, Anchorage, Alaska, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Yellow Springs, Ohio, Denver, Colorado, and in Washington, we've got events in Olympia, Aberdeen, Bellingham, and most importantly, here in Seattle. Yeah. With the Not in Our Name project. This is happening in Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, France, Germany, Japan, Norway, the Philippines, Britain, Canada, Denmark, Germany, India, and Nepal. And now we'd like to introduce Natalia from the Not in Our Name project here in Seattle. Welcome, everyone. Like Lexi said, it is so great to see all of you here. The numbers are impressive. If I could ask folks to come closer, there are actually folks that we can't even see from the stage behind everyone. So if we could ask all those folks to come closer, we want everyone here. I'm really, really glad that you all could make it. I'd like you all to take a look at yourselves, take note of the grand diversity in this crowd, the puppets, the banners, the music, your friends, family, strangers, partners, the green grass, the clear sky, the fresh air, and take a moment to reflect upon Bush's statement. You're either with us or you're against us. Boo is right. What us is he referring to? Is he talking about us here? We who gather here to say not in our name to an attack in Iraq, we that say no and demand a stop to the detention and roundups of immigrants, we that say no to police state restrictions on dissent. We, as a people of conscience, gathered taking part of a national day of action. We are not the enemy, and we are not a part of the Bush us. The Not in Our Name project has a living, breathing, constructive vision. It seeks to unite people on the basis that each and every one of us is precious and valuable. Looking beyond ideology and into the possibility of a world where diversity in ethnicity, religion, genders, and vast cultural perspectives are a strength and not a hindrance towards building a just and equitable community and world. We sincerely believe that another world is possible. Your presence here today speaks in volumes to the world at large that they are part of us. Let's recognize the significance of this day, October 6th. Today commemorates the Bush administration's decision to begin dropping bombs in Afghanistan. A decision that has had detrimental effects on the Afghan population. The strikes against Afghanistan have been done in the names of liberating women, doing away with the Taliban, and waging a war on terrorists. Reflecting upon the past years, Afghanistan is a country whose population is starving and its geography is demolished, making daily existence extremely difficult. The elections in that country are full of legal violations involving vote buying, intimidation, and as bribe, mobile phones to supporters. Children are malnourished and generally suffering at an age that should be full of freedom, smiles, and free of harm. On July 1st of this year, the United States dropped bombs on a wedding party in Kakarak, Afghanistan.
Shame
on them. Over 300 civilians were killed, including the majority of the groom's family. Many died from a loss of blood as U.S. troops tied the hands of the wedding guests and refused to allow medical attention for the injured. The U.S. claims that this incident was an accident. The next wedding you attend, ask yourself, which bride deserves to live? Both do. The Afghan women are no freer than before. They are still wearing the burqa out of fear. The jails are filling up with women of all ages, incarcerated for leaving their homes, seeking a divorce, or being sexually assaulted. The current administration symbolically hid behind the Afghan woman's burqa in terms of what its true intent was when it dropped bombs on that country. It sought the control of petroleum reserves.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. Opium, not oil.
According to Amnesty International, should this country and its allies continue to bomb Afghanistan for another 20 years, 1 million civilians would be killed and some 4.5 million refugees would make Afghans the most large refugee group in the world. Is this permissible to you?
No.
Many of us are aware of the effects that the U.S. sanctions have had on the Iraqi people for the past 12 years. We face unprecedented times in which the current administration takes the fate of the world into its own hands, disregarding the international community's opposition of a preemptive strike against Iraq. We know what an attack on Iraq will mean. More death and more grief. A death toll in the tens of hundreds of thousands of people that breathe, love, and move like you and me. It will mean that those fighting on the front lines will die in an irrational, unjust war. We oppose this probability. We must mobilize in the millions to put an end to any more loss of life. Our nation is being closely observed by the rest of the world in terms of what and how its populace responds to the Bush administration's irrational policies of destruction. The conditions that we currently experience in this country does not amount to that in Iraq or Afghanistan. Yet, we do know that this country admits to detaining over 1,100, mostly men, of Arab and or Muslim background without charges. Boo! This done in the name of national security. We know that when our basic constitutional rights are being mishandled, this is not a time to sit quietly and accept the status quo. This is a time to ask the questions that matter. Not to be the good Germans by looking the other way while our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers are deemed terrorists based on the color of their skin, their ethnic or religious background. We cannot let history repeat itself. There was the Japanese internment, the genocide of the Jewish people. If there had been a pledge, a conscientious movement of people that stood with those under attack and said, no, history would be different. We cannot allow racial profiling to continue as a standard policy in this time of jingoistic patriotism. Yeah. keeps us from accepting laws like the Patriot Act, which passed with no public hearing or debate in late October of last year. A law that gives law enforcement agencies sweeping jurisdiction over our personal information, in which secret searches or investigations about us can occur without our knowledge. Wiretapping of our internet communications or phone conversations can be done without the need of a warrant. Any one of us can be branded an enemy combatant or terrorist to fit the needs of law enforcement agencies, essentially fulfilling the administration's original goal of being able to imprison indefinitely someone who has never been convicted of a crime. This is the reality that we must face with the resolute determination to change the unjust and fight for the very freedoms this country claims we are entitled to enjoy. We must do this now.
Yeah.
Today, we stand with the people of the world, not the Bush administration. We are gathering across the nation in Los Angeles, Atlanta, Bellingham, Anchorage, San Francisco, the Kickapoo region in Wisconsin, and Portland, just to name some. In addition, in New York, a group of 9/11 emergency medical workers say the following. We, a group who gave our best on our nation's worst day, take this pledge of non-violent resistance because we are courageous, resourceful, and compassionate. And we know that this world is full of people exactly like us. We, a group of 9/11 rescue workers, take this pledge because we are rescue workers. We do not choose to save only the victims that look like us, share our faith, or were born in our country. Instead, we faithfully attempt to save the lives of anyone who needs us. Given this, it doesn't make more sense that we support the creation of any more casualties here or abroad. There are gatherings across the globe in Australia and Phnom Penh, Cambodia, where the pledge was passed out and read at the ambassador's residence. Not in Our Name has been receiving emails from around the world supporting the project. In Germany, a student translated the Pledge of Resistance. In Chile, someone said, I want to celebrate your decision and the words of the NIAN document. Many people like me and my friends were waiting for this. Others have written in from Switzerland, Argentina, or Jamaica, where someone said, you risk being seen as unpatriotic, but you are great citizens of not only America, but of the world. Yeah. Another group, an indigenous group of Mexican artists, wrote, and I directly quote, this world is not going to change if American people does nothing. We are Indians, we are poor, we only have our minds and our voices to spread your peace word. Our prayers are for you on that October 6th. The support for Not in Our Name has come from folks of all walks of life. And just looking at the founding pieces of this project, the Statement of Conscience, one sees the names of artists, intellectuals, writers, and lawyers. Folks such as Barbara Kingsolver, Edward Asner, Gloria Steinem, Boots Riley, Alice Walker, Edward Said, Eve Ensler, Howard Zinn, Starhawk, Noam Chomsky, Rabbi Michael Lerner, just to name a few of the people of conscience. People like you. today, we are creating a part of history. This day, its intention, its spirit, and power must carry on beyond us. We must take this energy into every corner of society, creating a lasting movement that builds bridges among our diversity and remains intact in the face of government's lies and intimidation. Putting an end to the detentions and roundups of Latino, Arab, Muslim, South Asian, and Black men and women, our global brothers and sisters, and demanding an end to this endless war, working together on a movement that demands our civil liberties be honored and respected. We build this movement into being, we must build this movement into being to ensure an illuminating future. Will you let this administration speak for you?
No!
With conviction, let our voices be heard as one across the nation and the globe in saying, another world is possible.
Yes.
The world is in your hands and guided by what is in your hearts. Thank you. Please stay tuned for the Rainier Valley Unitarian Universalist Congregation Choir.
We've gotten reports that there are people way in the back that are having a hard trouble hearing, and we would like to really encourage people to come any closer and also to sit down, because if people are sitting down, then the sound will actually travel much farther. And also, I need to make a call for Peggy Thompson to please come over to the left side of the stage. If you're standing on the stage, the left side of the stage. Thank you.
We're very proud to be here and a part of this event. We are the Rainier Valley Unitarian Universalist Congregation Choir. We are a faith community in Seattle's beautiful Rainier Valley, working for justice in our neighborhood, our city, and the larger world. Our first song is a song by Carolyn McDade with words rewritten by our choir for this event. It's called Song of Solidarity.
I think I'm going to have to move in closer so I can get louder. I'm going to block as many people. Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be. Remove it all.
Praise singers of Jerusalem, sons and daughters of Abraham, the world is witness to your fame. In solidarity we raise your name. Proud families on Iraqi streets, brave children with no food to eat, the world is witness to your fame. In solidarity we raise your name. Brave voices calling out for peace to fight the madness of the war machine. The world is witness to your fame. In solidarity we raise your name. Proud sisters of Afghanistan, brave children of the South Sudan, Somalia, Sri Lanka, in Kashmir, in Palestine, the world is witness to your fame. In solidarity we raise your name.
Our next song is a song called Circle Round for Freedom by Linda Hirshhorn.
Circle Round for Freedom. Circle Round for Peace. Circle for release. freedom. Circle round for peace. For all of us in prison, circle for release. Circle for the planet. Circle for each soul. For the children of our children, keep the circle whole. For the children of our children, keep the circle
house power. There's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I only have one battery.
Yeah, I got two in there. Half coming.
Thank you very much to the choir. Our next speaker is Morgan Schneider. And she is, she's going to speak about just coming back from Iraq, and she was part of a Voices in the Wilderness delegation. So come on up, Morgan. Thank you. The U.S. military has been bombing Iraq on average for once a week since 1991. This is the longest sustained air campaign since Vietnam. 46 airstrikes have already hit Iraq this year alone. War has been destroying this country for over a decade. I traveled to Iraq this summer with a delegation of Americans. We walked from the border of Jordan into Baghdad. We met people in the towns along the way. They welcomed us with flowers and open arms. There was no violence. People only spoke of wanting the sanctions to be lifted. And I'm here to tell you that they do not hate us. They hate what we're doing to them. We traveled to Basra in the south, one of the hardest hit towns by the bombing. The hospitals have no electricity, for the U.S. has bombed the electricity transfer stations. There's no clean water, for the U.S. has bombed the water purification plants. Imagine yourself as a mother or father of a child who has diarrhea. The medicines to save them is unavailable because of the economic sanctions. Your baby will die within a matter of hours or days.
War crime!
I went to hear Scott Ritter speak Thursday night in Victoria. I know he was here last night. There's one thing that he talked about in Canada that he hasn't mentioned as much in his States tour yet, and that's about the threat of nuclear war. He is a UN weapons inspector and spent 8 years disarming Saddam Hussein. He is a Republican, a former Marine, and a Bush voter. And what he said that night was enough to scare anyone. He said that if we go to war this fall, by March of next year, the US military will most likely drop a nuclear bomb on Baghdad. He said, and I quote, "Expect to see this happen."
No.
War crimes!
In 1999, U.S. bombs hit a street where young children were playing. We went to visit Haider, a mother who had to walk out her front door to find her oldest boy bleeding to death, who was playing on the rubble of his own front steps. Other children were lost. The street was renamed Missile Street. We went and stayed with this mother while we were there. She is grieving for the loss of her child, and she will always grieve. But beyond that, she still has hope, for she has other children to care for. Haider had a message for the States. She wants you to know what is happening in Iraq today. She wants you to stop the U.S.-led genocide of Iraq. More than 1.5 million people have already died. The responsibility is in our hands now. It is time to rise up and say no to a new war. Yeah. announcement from the Parks Department that if there are any cars that are parked on the grass or on the dirt roads, they need to move out to the street. So we'd really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And right now we can see that we've got some support out there from you people that have come out and adopted the pledge, and that's what we need first and foremost, is for you to support us with that adoption of this pledge. But second, we need funds. This project cannot go on without your help, and by you being here, you show that you want it to go on. So if you look for the people with yellow armbands on their arms, and they've got buckets, he's holding it up right there, please give what you can. We need your donations. They will go to help to continue on this event and to continue on the Not In Our Name project. And if you would like to write your write a check for a donation, you can write the check to VVAWAI and mark it for NION. Thanks a lot. And another very important announcement is that we are responsible for litter control here at the park, and we all want to be able to march out of this park together and not leave anybody behind to pick up litter. So please, we care about the environment, we care about the earth. Don't leave any litter behind. There are numerous garbage cans that are surrounding the area right here. And our next speaker, we're very happy to announce, is Rochelle Sendanya from Anak Bayan, which is a Filipino-American youth organization. Greetings, everyone. The one-year anniversary of this so-called war on terrorism marks approximately 105 years of American terrorist war in the Philippines. The Philippines is the oldest colony of American imperialism. I say oldest, not former, because today the Philippines rests under American neo-colonial rule. Since Gloria Macapagal Arroyo seized power in January 2001, there have been 148 assassinations by the military and paramilitary and over 37,000 human rights violations. These human rights violations intensified with U.S. military presence and will escalate with the development of 8,000 more U.S. troops in the Philippines by the end of this month. This time, the U.S. military will concentrate on eradicating the New People's Army, a legitimate progressive liberation movement, the Zapatistas of the South Pacific. The Bush regime has also convinced the Dutch government to freeze the assets of the family of Professor Jose Maria Sison, a Filipino exile seeking political asylum in the Netherlands. But the international people struggle is alive and well. And those in solidarity with Filipino people have linked arms and raised fists against U.S. military presence in the Philippines. Anak Bayan firmly opposes this terrorist war on the people of the planet. We say stop blaming immigrants and the third world for declining economic conditions caused by self-destruction, self-destructive nature of capitalism. We stand in anti-imperialist unity with all people. U.S. troops out of the Philippines now!
I said a war is not over until you can feel love, peace, and hear silence. But I smell gunpowder. Imperialism has to stop. Imperialism is a cancer. It is the martial enforcement of racist and genocidal policies that we have to stop. Now, in the shortage of time, we're just gonna teach you, y'all gonna be bilingual now.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn a Filipino chant. Imperialismo, ibagsak!
Imperialismo, ibagsak!
Imperialismo, ibagsak!
Imperialismo, ibagsak!
Peace.
Thank you very much, Rochelle. Just one more, a few quick announcements real quick. We've got some dogs that are running around out there. We've got some small children here that don't like them. And we've also got some park laws that they're not allowed to be let loose. So if you could all respect each other and keep your dogs on leashes, we'd really appreciate it. Also, I'd like to announce for the email, if anybody is interested in the continuing on the project, you should go to our website, which is www.notinourname.net or www.notinourname/seattle.net.
Dash Seattle, not
Flat Seattle. Dash Seattle. And there are a number of events that are going on tomorrow, which is October 7th, in solidarity with the Not In Our Name Project. One of them is called a morning, and this is happening tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're asking people to come out with and stand with Women in Black to oppose the war on Iraq on the anniversary of the first U.S. bombing of Afghanistan. You can meet at the Westlake Center Arch, and please wear dark clothing if possible.
Also, South Africans speak out on apartheid in Palestine on October 7th, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Last year, during the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africans launched an international movement against the Israeli occupation of Palestine land, declaring, "We South Africans who have lived through apartheid cannot be silent as another entire people is treated as non-human beings, people without rights or human dignity and facing daily humiliation." So come out, that's at 7 p.m. That event is in the Seattle Independent Media Center. That's on 1415 3rd Avenue between Pike and Union.
Another thing that's happening is that the Infernal Noise Brigade is... Woo! The Infernal Noise Brigade! They're doing a noise-making anti-war jogging march. All right? Meet at noon at Occidental Park. Signs will be provided, but please bring noisemakers.
We have some incredible speakers here today, but we had a large list of people that wanted to speak, and we could unfortunately did not have time for them. So next Sunday... And musicians as well. October 13th, which is next Sunday at 6:30 at the Capitol Hill Arts Center on 1621 12th Avenue East near 12th and Pine, is going to be an open mic. So if you have something to say about this event, or if you have some poetry or an artistic expression, bring that to our open mic. Once again, that's next Sunday at 6:30 at the Capitol Hill Arts Center.
And our next organizing meeting to continue this project is on Sunday, October 20th at 6:30 p.m. The location is to be announced. You are all invited.
Back off the mic.
I'm sorry if we're deafening you people in the front here, but we also have some people in the back that can't hear us, so bear with us. The big event that we need to carry this project past, we can't all go home tomorrow and forget about what this is all about. Go to sleep, wake up tomorrow and forget about it. October 26th, this group in Seattle, this Iraq No War Against Iraq Coalition, is taking up the next step. They're going to have a massive event October 26th in Denny Park. So you should all plan to come out to that. We need to let people know that this is not just a one-day event, and we will keep this up until we get out. So right now, we've got some wonderful music from Leño.
Hey, beautiful people, how you all doing today? Thank you all for being here. This is amazing, and look at the beautiful weather that was bestowed upon us. Excellent.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks. I'm not anybody's mom. I'm still too young.
Police state.
is what we have here in the United States as we gather to express peacefully. We don't agree with the growing military, our First Amendment right to speak freely. Giving thanks for the beauty we know in life, say no more to the bloody ruling class knife. Oh, the stabs, the very solar plexus of the mother, positions brother against brother because of greed, in a system based on profit, not need. So it's time we take the lead in the revolution of the mind, transcend insanity of the times into a dimension of peace. Is there a possibility of us rising peacefully in the face of the police state? Doesn't seem likely at first, but there's more to the story than meets the eye. I and I hold other dimensions on our side. Feel it, oh, feel it. Respiro profundo, escucho el silencio, porque yo conozco la libertad en este momento. Respiro profundo, porque yo conozco siempre la libertad, la libertad, la libertad. En estos tiempos todavía la libertad. Police state, oh how great really is this nation of the free, when our elected officials would order police to use brutality to silence the voices that would speak against them peacefully. Oh say, can you see the vision of a real democracy? I know it's hard, been a long, long, long time, so now it's up to us faithfully. Cause I remember on that beautiful morn, the clouds broke and the sun is shone and a rainbow, the most beautiful I've ever seen, arched over showering a blessing on us. Say thank you, so people, thank you for coming out here, surrounded by cops and riot gear, for what you know is right. For what you know is right. Thank you, thank you, so thank you, so people, thank you for coming out here, surrounded by for what you know is right. I and I hold other dimensions on our side. Feel them, feel them in this police state. Police state.
Is there a possibility?
Police state.
Let us rise in peacefully.
Seems to be a police state.
Oh, 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 God.
But there's more to the story than meets the eye.
I and I hold other dimensions on our side. Feel it.
Sin. Police state. Police state. Police state. Police state.
Can we get a little more bass anyway?
Seattle 1999, thousands of people in a line joined hands and made a ring around a posh feast of world leaders said, we're not taking it anymore, time for change now. People say peaceful cops got violent and the people triumphed anyhow. We got to get together to reach a higher understanding. We got to get together to go higher. We got to get together to reach a higher understanding. It's time to get together now. Get together now.
happen now. We got to get together. We got to get together now, now. But then I realized everything around me was corporatized. People in this country quite paralyzed. Television, zombie eyes. I used to be a system puppet, but then I realized everything around me was corporatized. People in this country quite paralyzed. Television, zombie eyes. I used to be a system puppet, but then I realized everything around me was corporatized. People in this country quite paralyzed. Television, zombie eyes. I see community integrity, no longer to be ruled by the greedy, working towards self-sustainability like farming and eating organically, using solar and wind power for our energy, reclaiming the airwaves, the radio and TV to hear real news and music finally. And we're healing ourselves spiritually, we put quality over quantity to revive our people's dignity. And we rise above classes and mentality, we reach a sweeter level of reality, to live as living was meant to be. We got to get together to reach a higher understanding. We got to get together to go higher. We got to get together to reach a higher understanding. It's time to get together now. Get together now. We got to get together. Yeah, higher. Get together. Higher understanding. We got to get together to go higher.
You can only be parked on the road. That does not include the dirt path back here. Does not include the turf. So if you don't move your cars, you're going to be towed. So I'm giving you the warning. Also, if we have anybody here that wants to be a legal observer, we need some legal observers. Please come to the Globe. All right, our next speaker is Peggy Thompson. This woman is demonstrating incredible strength and a true mother's love. She's fighting to free her son, who is political prisoner James Ujamaa, who is currently in SeaTac Federal Detention Center. So please give her a warm welcome. She's a beautiful woman.
We believe that as people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Let it not be said that people in the United States did nothing when their government declared a war without limit and instituted stark new measures of repression. Good afternoon. The statements I spoke above are the preamble to the Pledge of Resistance and a statement of conscience not in our name. Two documents that are set forth a nation's conscience against an unjust war, foreign policy and terrorism waged on its people and the world by a government out of control under the guise of homeland security and patriotism. I ask you to join your voice, your spirit, your actions with us to end this terror. My name is Carolyn Thompson. Most people call me Peggy. I am the mother of Ernest James Ujamaa. I am honored to have been asked to speak before you today at this glorious rally of people coming together all over the nation to protest our government's policies. I appear before you today wearing two hats. The first is that of a mother concerned about the health, welfare, and safety of her child at the hands of the government. The second is that of an American citizen who firmly believes in the inalienable rights guaranteed this nation's residents under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Thank you. Rights which are swiftly being stripped away by our government while they profess conducting a war on terrorism and set forth for an endless war to invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, all in our name. Not in our name will we allow them to do this. Yeah. Other two hats I wear, it's been hard to decide which is more important. A mother's anguish over the well-being of her child with whom she has been denied to see except at two hearings, or a patriot's sense of honor, justice, and morality. I have prayed over this dilemma for so long and hard, yet still do not have an answer. Both, I believe, are equally important. But although my faith in this government has eroded, my faith in God, James, my family, and my community is strong. So despite this worry, I must talk to you about what is happening to us. Under a law passed in October of 2001. But before I do, I'm compelled to ask you, just what threat does my government feel I present that they deny me the right to see my son? It was only in the last few days we were even able to communicate in writing. They continue to lie regarding his purported activities, getting from unknown sources, documented under seal so that neither he nor his attorneys can respond. From the very start, they have leaked and spread untruths as fact through the media, which later turned out to be bogus, manipulated their authority, and tried my son in a court of public opinion under the guise of security. The other hat. Evil has descended upon our nation under the guise of Homeland Security and the current administration. Just how many of you, I wonder, know the who, what, where, or why of these two pieces of legislation severely impacting our lives, giving the current administration and others, which may want to follow carte blanche, authority to do what they want, when they want, and however long they want. How many of you know that that act actually means uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism? What does that mean? In a nutshell, the USA Patriot Act, hastily passed by Congress without any debate or hearings, under hostage of emotions resulting from the events of September 11th, gives up any semblance of due process, violates the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 8th Amendments, and unacceptably mixes aspects of criminal investigations with aspects of immigration and foreign intelligence laws. It is dangerous. Most Americans have not the slightest idea what is contained in this document or how it affects them, because it contains several catches which have enabled it to slip by the awareness of the average citizen. On the surface, it relates mostly to foreign nationals and terrorism. But if you read a bit further, you'll see it deals with you, the average citizen. For example, Section 802 of the Act defines a terrorist as anyone who tries to influence the policy of the government by intimidation or coercion if their actions break any laws and are dangerous to human life. Section 411 of the Act defines foreign terrorist organizations as any political, social, or similar group whose public endorsement of acts of terrorist activity which the Secretary of State has determined undermines United States efforts to reduce or eliminate terrorist activities. This means, as we gather here today, to join our voices together and protest against the current administration's policies, and someone slips and falls, suffers a cut, scrape, bruise, or any other type of injury, this gathering and any person present could be labeled a terrorist. Section 215 of the Act deals with library confidentiality. It allows the FBI to search for any information, including books, records, papers, disks, data tapes, and computers with hard drives. It permits the FBI to compel production of library circulation records, internet use records, and registration information stored in any medium without probable cause, without disclosure to the person. A patron cannot be told his or her records are being given to the FBI or that they're subject to an investigation. At least 83 librarians to date have been compelled to provide the names of people reading certain books, and several who have refused have been arrested. When the government uses reading material to prosecute people, it sends a chilling signal to all that would engage in intellectual and literary exploration. The question of the First Amendment rights, including my son's, have become essential. Unlimited authority placed in the hands of one branch of the government is dangerous and is not what this nation is about. We should all be concerned. I ask you today to not stop here. Write your senators, your congressmen, your county council, the city council, anyone you know, and ask them to look into this and tell them. You will remember in November. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peggy. And we won't give up.